you're listening to Radio Jazz by Night podcast with your host Rashid. Tonight, as a special guest, we have one of my best friends. His name is Thomas Antonio. Hola, Thomas. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just dandy, Rashid. Mucho gusto, un placer. Thanks for having me on.
El placer es para mí. So, Thomas, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Sure. So I'm Spanish-Canadian, Spanish on my mother's side. I was born in Victoria, but typically when asked, I'll always say I'm from Gran Canaria, because it always felt a little bit more like home to me.
Gran Canarias. This is an island I wish to visit one day.
Oh, you gotta.
I know it's near to my country, which is Morocco, south of Morocco.
Which is somewhere I need to go.
I know that you have sand tempests.
Calima, you know, like in those movies, in Hollywood movies, whenever you're in Mexico, they'll just have like this orange filter, or in Baghdad, everything's just orange.
Yeah.
It literally looks like that.
Okay.
That's weird.
So, Thomas, can you tell us a bit about your passions for flamenco?
Sure. So, let's see, like, where did it start? Who inspired me? What are you thinking?
Like musicians?
Musicians, sure. So I guess the flamenco musicians that I most adore, I mean, Paco de Lucía is obvious, you know, he's
Paco
the Lord.
Lucía, yeah.
But actually, I didn't know him by name, but Sabicas.
I found Sabicas.
I really like Sabicas.
Classical flamenco, can we say classical?
Sure, I think if I read correctly, he's one of the people who popularized it in North America, in the U.S., right? He played with a dancer, though, unlike Paco.
I guess so, yeah.
Right.
So those are two musicians, your musical flamenco influences.
For sure. That and my teacher, Nuno García. Shout out to him
if he's listening to us.
Maybe he's out there in Jerez.
So tell me, what do you like the most about flamenco?
For me, it's this idea of kind of being the whole band yourself. Don't get me wrong, but like I love listening to most types of music, but guitarists on the electric typically play things that only sound good because they're in a band, right?
Yeah.
You take away the percussion, you take away the bass, you take away the rhythm guitar, and the lead isn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
Flamenco does all of them at once.
So tell me, Thomas, do you consider yourself as a flamenco purist?
No.
So do you have other music influences besides flamenco?
Sure. So though I did start off with classical training, I kind of stopped it pretty early on. And from then on, I was self-taught, quote-unquote. So I'd basically just go online, find a song I liked, which was almost always fingerstyle, and then just learn to play it. So rather than a flamenco guitarist, I consider myself more a fingerstyle flamenco fusion. I'm not sure if there's an actual genre for that.
So what do you think about flamenco jazz? Fusion, is it a music that you listen to from time to time?
Yeah, I do actually. So they're both really similar in one particular way, and it's that they have really bizarre chords.
Yes.
Right? They both love these really resonant, or at least abnormal, shall I say, chord and chord progressions that I can really get into. And a friend of mine recently has been sending me some more jazz flamenco fusion. It's been pretty groovy.
Yeah, well, Paco de Lucía, he introduced jazz. I can say Paco de Lucía was one of the precursor of flamenco jazz.
Hmm.
But I know some other musicians, pianists as Chano Dominguez or other ones, Diego Amador. Maybe you don't know them, but I'm telling you, they are my references in terms of flamenco jazz piano.
Cool, I'll have to look them up.
So, who was your flamenco music teacher? Can you tell us about more, if he's listening to us right now?
All right. Nono, ¿qué pasó? So, I met Nono García actually at a concert because I was living in Cádiz at the time with my aunt. I lived in Cádiz for a year, southwest Spain.
Cádiz.
Yeah. All right, really cool place. But anyway, we were out for some concert and there was this just wicked band playing. I don't think it was just him. I think he was being accompanied, or he was accompanying. But anyway, after it all, I was kind of shy about it, but then my aunt was just like, yo, do you teach lessons? And he was like, oh yeah, right? And so I'd go over to his place once a week or whatever, and we'd jam. He'd show me some stuff. He'd always take videos and send me the videos, but they have since been corrupted, unfortunately.
Okay.
Once in a while, though, I see him post on Facebook, so I think he's still going strong.
Excellent. Do you have some any news about him right now? He's still in Cadiz?
No. I once in a while see his name pop up on my feed, but I don't actually know what he's up to now. I know he's still doing guitar because every time I see him, it's always, I'm playing with this person and come check us out. I'm playing with this person.
Yeah. All right. So my last two questions for tonight, Thomas. Have you heard about the Montreal Jazz Festival in Montreal?
Ooh, I've not. Tell me more.
There is a jazz festival every summer.
Okay.
End of June, I think. And they welcome many jazz icons, musicians worldwide. So would you be interested to assist to this event?
Oh yeah, for sure. I hear Montreal is a completely different beast in the summer. There's a lot of things I'm going to have to check out when that comes around.
So what do you think of Montreal?
So far, I really like it. I mean, it's a little rainy now, but it's spring. It's kind of supposed to be.
Yeah.
People are friendly, though. I really like being somewhere where I'm not forced to speak English.
Yes. Right?
A lot of the times I'll tell people in French, you know, hey, I don't speak very good French. Do you speak Spanish or English? And they'll just be like, sí, tío, ¿qué pasó? Right? Right into Spanish. It's really nice, actually.
Yeah. Right. You know that recently I composed a song called Moros. I don't know if you know what does it mean, Los Moros.
A ver, Moros to me means two different things. It is a mythical creature in northwest Spain, in Gaelic Spain, in Galicia.
Okay.
There are the Moros, but that's with a U. Moros, without a U, for me means the Moors, right?
The Moors, yeah. In the Greek mythology, it means really bad ants, like death.
Bad ants?
Yeah, bad ants.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the end of life.
Bad ends, yeah.
Bad ends, yeah. That's the mythology. Actually, one of my uncle just told me that. But I tried to explain him that Los Moros means Moros. The Arabs who were in Spain at that time.
Really cool history, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure that you had the chance to go visit Andalusia when you were in Spain.
So I've been in Andalusia before, but not like for any extended amount of time. I do need to go back.
Okay.
I definitely got to go back.
So just to end this episode with Thomas Antonio, we're going to have the chance to listen to Los Moros. And we get back to you next episode of Jazz by Night podcast with your host, Rashid. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Dale.